Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whenever you are listening. This is One Sister's Journey, Keeping It Real, the podcast where you know you'll figure out how to apply the Bible to today's life in a very real way. The Bible is as helpful today as it was yesterday, and I'm your hostess, Lisa. And if you can count on one thing, as you will leave the show learning something new and realizing you are not the only imperfect human being in the world. I am right there with you, if not leading the way. One Sister's Journey, Keeping It Real, is a podcast to encourage and uplift you through the reality of life. Stay tuned, don't go away, and let's start the show. Hello and happy Friday, August 7th, 2020. Oh my gosh, where is the time going? We're already a week into August. I can't even believe it. But anyway, we're going to continue and wrap up our journey on hope this week for the podcast. Next week, we're going to talk about beauty. It's my birthday week and we're talking about beauty. I wonder why I did that. That's bizarre. But anyway, so today we're going to wrap up on hope. And we've been talking about that even in the darkness, you know, hope is that light that helps us get through, right? And today we are going to be looking, we're going to start in Revelations. And I'm just going to jump right in today. I'm going to live right on the edge. So feel free to grab that Bible if you want to, if you're at a safe spot, or just sit back and listen if you're in the relaxation mode, because I know some people are listening to the new podcast and in the series format that it's in as a as your quiet time, as your like starting your prayer time or part of your prayer time. And so thank you very much. That is that is such a compliment. So we're going to dive right in and we're going to start with Revelation 21 verse 3. It sure is. From the voice, Revelation 21 3. And I heard a great voice coming from the throne. See, the home of God is with his people. He will live among them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. And Revelation 21 3 from the English Standard Version. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. I don't know what can be more hopeful than knowing God chooses to live among men. That's encouraging. Because God is God. He doesn't need to be in the world or of the world because he's in heaven. He is in perfection. He is in an area without pain, without suffering. Yet he chooses to be with us. How stinking cool is that? That's how loved you are. Jesus walked the earth out of obedience for his Father, out of love for you. When Jesus died on the cross, was crucified, and rose again and went to heaven, he left the Holy Spirit to intercede for us. That's cool. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 18. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 18 from the New Living Translation. And I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians 6:18 from the voice. And I will be for you as a father, and you will be for me as sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. We are God's kids. Why does he do what he does? Because he loves you that much. He is our Heavenly Father. And I understand that not everybody listening had an earthly father that loved unconditionally and appropriately and without expectations. And I am so sorry for that. And then there are others that have had the most loving, the most caring, the most sacrificial father. And then you multiply that tenfold. And we can't even imagine the love God has for us as a father. And for those that share of God's love with others, you need to remember when you're telling somebody, God loves you like your father loves you, but more. Not everybody's dad has loved them appropriately, within health and healthy boundaries, or has loved them at all. So you need to be careful if you're trying to share God and his love with somebody by saying, God's going to love you like your dad loved you. What if they didn't have a good relationship with your dad? If you are one of those people that didn't have that good relationship with your dad, I want to encourage you that God loves you in a healthy, safe manner. God loves you unconditionally. God loves you the way you are. God loves us in spite of the mistakes we make. And doesn't judge, but he doesn't hold it against us. God doesn't hold judgment. He doesn't hold grudges. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is Living with Lisa, keeping it real, going live, right? God doesn't hold a grudge. And he keeps no record of wrong. And I'm like, it's escaping me of the address of that verse. And God doesn't have favorites. God loves us all. He is our Heavenly Father. And that is so cool. 2 Corinthians, we did that one. Zechariah 2:10. The Lord says, shout and rejoice, O beautiful Jerusalem, for I am coming to live among you. From the voice, sing out loud and be happy, daughter Zion, because you will see me coming and I will live among you. I, the Eternal One, promises this. Zechariah 2:10. God loves us enough to come to earth to be with us. God loves you enough, unconditionally, that you're never alone. And folks, that's one of our greatest hopes, right? That is hope secured. You are never alone. You are never without God unless you choose not to let him in. With God in your life, you have hope. If you're talking to God and you're praying, you have hope God's listening. That's a guarantee. In your darkest of days, you have hope because God loves you and chooses you as his son or daughter. And he chooses to come to earth to be with you and to help you. That is so hopeful for me. And I hope that you feel that hope that God loves you that much. God loves you so much. He comes into this crazy world that we live in to walk alongside of you in your darkest of days. And he's there celebrating you in your brightest days. That's hope. That's security. And that's a father's true love for his child. As you go into the weekend, remember that you are loved and that you have hope. No matter how dark a day might be, no matter how dark a situation might be, no matter how dark a relationship may feel, you have hope and it can be better. Reach out to God. Open your Bible. Talk to a trusted friend. You have hope. You are not alone. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to One Sister's Journey, Keeping It Real, with your hostess, Lisa. If you've liked what you've heard, feel free to share it with your friends and family. Leave a positive review. And remember, you are special. And here on One Sister's Journey, Keeping It Real, that's what we do. Keep it real. Thanks for listening. And until next time.